We're joined now by an amazing woman. We're going to be speaking now to Pip Flegel, who is about to embark on a very interesting challenge, travelling from Coventry to Guildford on a mobility scooter. Morning, Pip.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on the programme. So this is, I mean, this is quite the journey, Coventry to Guildford, and you're going to be doing this on your mobility scooter as well. So tell us more about the challenge.
What it is I joined the army in 1971, and I did 5 years, and it was in those days where women weren't recognised in sort of army roles like the men are today. Anyway, after my 5 years, I left the army, and I've spent, it was in the days when in the army you got trained to do a certain job, like cleaning weapons and all that sort of maintaining weapons, which is absolutely no use to you out in city streets, because you can't find a job cleaning weapons and such like, can you? So it was one of them, you spend years sort of like a nomad going from place to place.
Yeah.
And never really having anywhere to settle down. So it was one of those. Somebody put me in touch with the WRAC Association, the Women's All Army Corps Association. And they look after women, all Army veterans, women Army veterans, financially and mentally, with women with PTSD and all that. But it was in the days when you got dishonorably discharged from the army if you got pregnant and wouldn't agree to an abortion, if you got married, or if you were gay. So there was not all women obviously got married, gay, or got pregnant, but it was one of them. They had somewhere to go, thanks to the WRAC.
Yeah, so that support was there for you, and it's a charity that's helped you a great deal. But thinking back to your time in the army, I know that the route, you know, Coventry to Guildford, that's kind of retracing your steps, really, for your sort of army postings, isn't it?
Yeah, what it is, I joined the army in Coventry at the army recruiting office in 1971. I was a ward of court till I was 21, so I go to them to get them to sign me papers, which they did do, and I joined in Coventry, and then I went from Coventry to Guildford, because that's where the women's army were trained and everything. So like I said, it's a very poignant sort of journey for me. So that was the reason why I've picked from Coventry to Guildford on my mobility scooter. I do suffer from MS, and I'm partially sighted, so it had to be on my mobility scooter. I couldn't think of any other way of doing it, to be fair.
No, it's an amazing challenge and a really important charity that you're raising money and awareness of. Really, really amazing. And yeah, just thinking a bit about sort of your time in the army. We've talked about, you know, attitudes were very different then for women in the army. But what did being in the army, what did that teach you in your life? What sort of disciplines did that teach you? How did that kind of shape your life sort of going forward from that point?
Well, I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but it was one of those. I left Coventry, like I said, I was a ward of court, so I hadn't got a very good child up and upbringing. So when I joined the army, straight away it was the discipline, how to look, even little things like personal hygiene, little things like that, how to iron my shirts, comradeship, friendship, companionship, and the biggest thing was the togetherness. I had a family, all of a sudden I had a family, and they looked after me. You didn't really have to think about things like paying bills or paying your mortgage or paying rent and all that. Everything was taken care. All you had to do was look after yourself, do the best job that you could, and sort of take the oath of allegiance to serve the Queen, and that was the most important things to me.
Are you still in touch with the fellow people you were serving with in the army? Do you still sort of have those links to those people?
I certainly am. But thanks to the WRAC Association. WRAC stands for Women's Royal Army Corps. Thanks to the WRAC Association, I've been in touch with old comrades and I've made new friends. I've enjoyed reunions, fantastic get-togethers, which is all thanks to the association. And like I said, they help with PTSD and financial help, comradeship, friendship. So I wanted to pay something back. So I'm not being sort of, but women veterans don't get as much recognition as the men do. And that's not me being feminist or anything. That is a fact of life.
So, Pip, you're doing it all for an amazing cause, but the actual challenge starts tomorrow on the 17th until the 22nd. I was just wondering how much you're hoping to achieve in terms of distance every day and how it's actually going to work, because I imagine a mobility scooter will need charging at some point and you'll need a rest and places to go and things like that, so...
Right, I start, yes, like you said, I start from Coventry Transport Museum in Coventry tomorrow. I've had some amazing people donate. I've had a generator donated free of charge. Veterans running a driving school have donated a Land Rover and trailer, which is actually being loaded up now as we speak. I've had somebody donate a fold-up bike. I've had volunteers come and help me do a route. And I've got audio routes done from people that have helped me. I've got sponsorship. Oh, I can't believe how much people have given time and energy.
So is there a little support team going with you, or is it just you?
No, I've got the Pit Stop crew.
I love that. Pip, we're going to take a quick break to get some music on, but we're going to come back and hear more, because I want to hear more about this, because this is absolutely amazing and it's really inspirational to hear about it. So if you stay on the line, we'll come back to you in just a couple of minutes after we played a bit of music from Queen. So is that okay, Pip?
Okay, brilliant. No problem.
Brilliant. We'll continue the conversation soon. Pip is with us. The amazing challenge takes place. Well, it starts tomorrow. Coventry to Guildford on a mobility scooter. We'll find out more.
And as a result, of course, we had to play Queen.
Are returning to our chat with Pip Flagle.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on there, Pip. Yeah, good to have you on the programme.
So, Pip, I've been reading loads about you, and not only were you really kind of in the army and learning loads of skills there, you've done loads in your life afterwards as well, including being a postwoman, which I'm sure is not an easy job.
Yeah, I started from... I had about two or three jobs when I first got out. I was knicker packing. I had a job sewing motifs on women's knickers, but I got shocked after that because I couldn't sew it in my life.
Yeah.
I got a job on quiz darts, smoothing feathers out on darts. You know, darts that you play with.
Yeah.
The dartboard. That was smoothing feathers out over a steam jet, and I gave up that after a week. So then I joined the post office, and I started off as a postman in Bedford, well, postwoman. And I ended up 20 years later. Before I retired, I was a manager of press.
Wow.
Yeah, 26 years I did before I got retired.
So when did all the challenges around disability start for you? Because to achieve some of the things you have, I presume they've happened gradually and over time.
Yeah, well, it was one of those. I was diagnosed with MS and myasthenia gravis in 2001.
Thank you for saying that, because I was wondering how to pronounce it.
and it's a muscle sort of, they're both neurology type diseases, but I'm luckier than most because some people, and it's affected me visually as well, but I mean some people with them sort of illnesses are bed bound and all sorts, but I'm one of the lucky ones. I get to ride a mobility scooter, so there's a lot that would be glad to be able to do that much.
Yeah.
So And I don't know where I got the idea from. It was just one of those things that came in my head. I wanted to give something back to the association. And I thought, I don't even know. Somebody told me, somebody gave me the idea of going Coventry to Guildford as Lady Godiva. That was the first idea somebody gave me. And then I thought about that and I thought, no, I don't think so. And then I thought, well, why don't I go from Coventry as... I mean, as a veteran. The main thing, like I said, is to give something back to the association. That's my main...
We know you're very, very committed to raising funds for the association, and you've actually completed last year the Great Manchester Run, I believe.
Yes, I did, but I've got to say I had fantastic pushers that pushed me all the way across the track to the finishing line.
Brilliant. I think we're going to, if people see you as you're on this challenge, they're going to know about it because it's going to be quite a sight, you on your mobility scooter and your support team around you and your service dog coming along as well.
Well, unfortunately, my service dog was going to come along with me. I've got a little service dog called Ewok. But since I've started off the challenge, Ewok has contracted... irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, no.
Believe it or not. So, it could only happen to an Ewok.
I love the name Ewok. That's,
yeah, it's brilliant, what, that.
Where did that name come from? What did you decide to call Ewok?
I'm a Star Wars fan.
Oh, right, okay. That's brilliant. And how does Ewok help you sort of in your day-to-day life, then, as a service dog?
It's a little rescue dog. But he's not one. He's not a service dog, as in opening the washing machine and that, because he's too little. He's more of a comfort thing.
Oh, and I bet your loyal companion and probably your best friend in your day to day life as well.
He is my best friend.
Well. So, it sounds like an amazing thing to do, and I'm sure, particularly when you get into Surrey, we are going to hear lots about it, because it'll be all over social media.
I'm sure, yeah. This is the thing, this day and age, there'll be social media snaps of you travelling through the streets with your entourage. And have you, you're going to Guildford, having been there in the army many years ago, have you been back down this way sort of since you left the army before now?
Yes, we were there for Remembrance Day parade to Guildford Cathedral in November. But the cathedral are very kindly putting on a service of tea and coffee and that sort of thing. And the fire service in Guildford are putting on a free buffet for everybody. So, nice. You know, for veterans.
Yeah.
So that is amazing. Because it's not just me that's doing. Like I said, I've got my pit stop crew, Dawn, Izzy, Jeff and Frank Spencer, who are my backup crew.
Yeah. Is he actually called Frank Spencer? Crew. That's brilliant.
Yeah, he is.
Love that.
He is. And he's my logistics officer.
And you're travelling on a canal boat, or you're taking some of this journey by canal, I believe, aren't you?
No, I'm going down the towpath.
Oh, the towpath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Amazing challenge. I hope the weather holds out for you, because it has been a bit windy these last few days.
Oh, well, up here in Lancashire, it's absolutely teeming down with rain and blowing a hoolie.
Oh, lovely. Perfect time to do a challenge like this, isn't it, really?
Perfect time.
Brilliant. And how are you going to get back? I take it you're going to... you have plans to get home that doesn't involve doing the same again in reverse.
Yeah, no, what it is, obviously me drivers and trailer and all me crew will be following me down to Guildford and then we'll pack up the trailer next Saturday, because it's going to take me 6 days to do the journey at an average speed of 6.5 miles an hour.
Wow.
So I'll feel the wind in my hair.
You will. Yes.
But the rain on me glasses.
But it'll be a great experience for you, and a real sense of accomplishment when you've completed it. And you've got that Guildford Cathedral. You've got the tea at the fire station. You're going to meet the mayor of Guildford. So there's a lot of things to kind of drive you along the way, and the support of your team on the way as well. That's going to get you through, isn't it?
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you loads of luck, Pip, and we look forward to hearing about it, and maybe even seeing you for in and around Guildford.
Yeah, if you're local to us. How can we support?
That is good.
Yeah, how can we support you? How do we find out more about what you're doing?
I've got a Just Give... No, it's not a Just Giving page. It's a Given Living page.
Okay.
Just bear with me one moment.
Yeah. We'll find all that information.
Okay. It is... Pip Flagle, Dawn and Izzy are fundraising for the WRAC Association on Give and Live. It's donate.giveasyoulive.com.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll try and get those details shared by our social media and on our website at Radio Woking. But we wish you all the best. It's going to be an amazing experience and we look forward to speaking again and finding out how it all went.
That'd be brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
No, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Pip.
Very welcome. There we go.
The only thing is, if you don't hear from me again, will you please tell me family and friends that I love them?
And come and find you somewhere between Coventry and Guildford.
We know your route. We'll come. I'm sure we'll track you down. But no, good to speak to you, and all the best with the challenge.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you
very much. There we go. Pip Flagle there. That's an amazing challenge. Raising money for such an amazing cause as well.